650 on 850 KOA. April Zsuzsbaum, Mark Johnson with you on this Monday morning after. While crews clean up the leftovers from a weekend of partying at Civic Center Park, hopefully if you went, you got home safely. 130 people were cited for either smoking pot in public or disorderly conduct, but what about driving under the influence? Let's get into that with Denver DUI attorney Jay Tiftikjian live on the line. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, April. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Drug driving, it's an issue now that recreational pot use is legal in our state. Do you know if we saw arrests for that after this, the weekend of 420 festivities?
You know, April, the numbers are not out yet, and it's just too early, but every weekend, I mean, we get calls for drug cases and all the time alcohol cases, as you know.
As this is kind of a new frontier for all of us here, Jay, to tell us about the difference between what we think of normal DUI with alcohol involved and now with marijuana being part of this whole equation. How does the whole thing work? What are they looking for? Kind of explain it to us.
No problem. Look, Colorado DUI law covers both alcohol, drugs, or both. So marijuana has always been covered under our DUI law, and it's no different now. Penalties are the exact same if you are convicted of driving under the influence of drugs or driving under the influence of alcohol. There now is a 5-nanogram presumption, which means that if you take a blood test and the level is at 5 nanograms or more of Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, try to say that one 3 times
fast,
then there is an inference, but not necessarily a presumption that you are under the influence of drugs, too. So that's another really weapon that the DAs have in their back pocket to try to convict someone.
It sure is murky, though. I mean, can a person have 5 nanograms of THC in their blood and not be high? You know what I mean? Could they have smoked it days ago?
Yes. And in fact, there's studies out that say some chronic users have active Delta-9 THC present for days after ingested. So it's definitely a danger, and there's a lot of people who may not be guilty under this inference, but are being swept up in this, and that's a problem.
You know, we asked a lawmaker last week if maybe we jumped into this too soon without knowing all the ramifications. From a legal standpoint, have we done the same thing here?
Absolutely. You have to have science to back it up. We have 20 years of studies with alcohol, and we know what these levels mean, and they've been studied and documented. But with THC, we just don't have the research behind it. So it's they're taking a number, they're pulling out of the air, and they're saying this is what it is now. So definitely a knee-jerk reaction, which is sad in a lot of ways.
What would you advise for people if they're pulled over for suspicion of drugged driving? What's the best course of action? Do you refuse a blood test?
You know, every situation is different. If a person has priors on their record, then I always tell people to refuse if they think that there's going to be a problem. First time around, it just depends on when did you have it and what do you think you're gonna do. But the laws regarding refusals are a lot less strict than they used to be. Whereas you used to lose your license for a year if you refuse a test first time around, now you can get it back after 2 months with an interlock device.
I don't know if I'm taking outside of your area of expertise here, but I'm wondering, yesterday, for example, like at the 420 events, there were some citations apparently handed out for smoking in public. Mm-hmm. Now, there were a lot of other people out there that were smoking in public that were not ticketed as a result of that. It's a little bit subjective from a legal standpoint. How are you viewing this?
It's subjective, and I think the police have a lot more serious things to be concerned about than people smoking in public, especially at a rally like this. But there are enough citations that were given out for them to show, hey, we're not just going to let this go. Smoking in public in Denver County, it's not a criminal offense. It's a fine of up to $150 for a first offense. So we're not going to get a whole lot of calls from people who are, you know, trying to defend this. But at the same time, you know, sometimes it's not smart to go out there and smoke in public because nobody wants to get a ticket.
Well, Jay, thanks for wrapping it up for us and giving us a little more explanation of what would happen if you're pulled over for drug driving or at least suspicion of. Jay, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. DUI attorney Jay Tiftikjian there on the live line from Denver.